Masechta begins on Daf Beis. Okay, the second Mishnah is on Daf Tes on the Beis. So the Mishnah made a statement that Nechosem Shem Behem Me'ilo, if you're Mazik Hegdish, you're Potter. But why did they write Nechosem Shem Behem Me'ilo? So the Gemara made a Diuk, Me'ilohu Delesbehu, Homigdish Kachi. That's six lines on the top of Yud Beis on the Beis. Seems from the Mishnah, that's how Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So he understood from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Milhu Deles Mikdash Kachi, the Rabbi Yudah Nasi worded the Mishnah in such a way, maybe before the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, that you have a Stam Mishnah by Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Stam Mishnah, so that shows that that's usually halachic is Stam Mishnah, that shows that the din should be like that. That Kachim Kalim is Mama Bailam. And Rava Omar is a little past halfway down on Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. The line begins with the words Rava Omar. No, my nechasam shem, I mean nechasam shem had din me'ilo. My ninu the hedyot. What does it mean? Rava doesn't see that there's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Lili. It just means that mazik as a hedyot, the exclusion of mazik as a hegdish. Is not taking a stand at all. Maybe the din is like Rabbi Yisraeli. Maybe the din is not like Rabbi. He doesn't see that there's a Stam Mishnah at all. Hey, what is the Lashon of Gemara? My ninu, nechasem shem b'hem me'ilo, nechasem shem b'hem din me'ilo. What changed by adding on a word din me'ilo? What changed over here? In Rabbi Yochanan holds that Nechosim Shem Ben Me'ila means the penalty. If someone is Moel Behegdash, you have to pay Karim B'chemish, you have to bring Hashem Me'ilas. And Rabbi thinks it, so that's the exclusion of Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, there's no, the Parsha Me'ila, the whole story doesn't apply. Rabbi says, no, Shem Behem Din Me'ila, so it even may include Kachim Kalim also. So how does it change? Because he adds on the word Din Me'ila. So we mentioned, I don't know, it's very unclear, I don't know. So we mentioned that there's a Mishnah Me'ila that says regarding Kachim Kalim, Loi Nanim V'loi Mayalim. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from Kachim Kalim, but if you did get Hanoah, so then there's no penalty of Me'ila. There are two parts to Me'ila. There's an Issa Me'ila, and then there's a penalty of Me'ila. So the penalty of paying Karim Chaimish and bringing Hashem Me'ila is that only applies to Kachi Kachim. Kachi Hashem. Kachim Hamir. That's how it says in the end of Parshas Vayikra. Kachi Hashem, Kachim Hamir Chodim Hashem. And that's only Kachi Kachim to the exclusion of Kachim Kalim. But the Issa Me'ila there is, even in Kachim Kalim. That's a big machlokes harishonim. When it says in the Mishnah, Leinenim, is that Leinenim in HaTorah or is it Midrabanan? The Mishnah has a lot of that expression appears a few times in Maseches Me'ila. And most of the time when it says Leinanim V'loi Moilim, it means Leinanim Midrabanan. It does mean Leinanim in Ator. But by Kachim Kalim, that's a big machlokes harishonim. Where is it? It's towards the end of Parshas Vayikra. Nefesh kisim al ma b'chata b'shkoga mikotche Hashem, evis Hashem al Hashem, etc. So Rashi on the Chumash quotes Mikotche Hashem, Kachim Hamichorim Hashem, to the exclusion of Kachim Kalim, that the penalty of Ainoah, the penalty of Me'ila doesn't apply. But the Issa Me'ila, that says in the Mishnah, Leinenim, there's an Issa Me'ila. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, but the Issa Me'ila is their Issa, their Rabba. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, thought that it's inconceivable that there should be only an Issa, their Rabba. He said, for sure, it's an Issa, their Issa. Inconceivable, but half of the Rishonim hold like that. The Rashba and Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, quotes the Machlokes, that half of the Rishonim hold that they're in the Rishonim and other Masechtas also. Half of the Rishonim hold that the whole Issa Me'ila by Kachim Kalim is only the Rabban. So I thought maybe that's what Rava says. Nechosim she'en behem me'ila means ein behem din me'ila, ma'aninu dehedyot. The Issa Me'ila would be deraisa by Kochim Kalim also. So the Mishnah excludes everything. It doesn't mean the penalty of Me'ila. There's no din Me'ila, there's no penalty of Me'ila. The Hasham Me'ilas doesn't apply to Kochim Kalim. But Leinenim is Menatar, the Issa Me'ila is there. Maybe that's what Rava means. Emhem din Me'ila means it doesn't have the Issa of Me'ila. Kochim Kalim has an Issa Me'ila, either Menatar or the Rabbanim. Could even be Minatar. My Nino Dad, Yom says, we're listening to Yom says, Kasha. Rabbi's interpretation of the Mishnah is difficult, Kasha. We usually assume that there's a difference between Kasha and Teyufta. That's the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim quotes a Machloikes Harishonim. When it says in the Gemara, and Amara comes up with a din, and then they say there's a brisa that contradicts him, there's a mishnah that contradicts him. Gemara says tiyufta. So tiyufta means that he's upgefrekt, that he's wrong. When the Gemara says kasha, so we usually assume kasha, you have a good kasha, and there's a good teretz, and the Gemara is not going to waste time discussing it. So one of the Sfarad Shachrenim brought a whole sefer that's called Kasha's Miyushov. Every time the Gemara says kasha, they tell you what the teretz is. There used to be a different edition of the Talmud Bavli, not the Vilna edition, where they took the pieces from that Sefer Kashas Miyushov that belonged to every Masechta, and they printed it in the back of the Masechta. Some of those Gemaras are still floating around. They have in the end of Psachim, they have a few, they have in the end of Brachas. Whenever it says Kasha, they'll tell you what the Teretz is. And other Rishonim say, no, Kasha, Taisus in a few places. Kasha, Taisus says, Mishu Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. That they can't both live together in peace and harmony. That's usually assumed the other opinion in the Rashbam. And then the Cheskabat Mekasha is the same as Teyufta. So that's the Shaila over here. Did the Gemara reject Rava? The Gemara says Kasha. We usually assume Kasha is not like Teyufta. Okay, Machlek is whether Kasha is the same as Teyufta. Okay. Now starts a new topic. Omer Ababa, Shlomim is Kochim Kalim. So Shlomim Shehiziku, is it called Reyehu? Are you Chayiv? Hegde Shehizik is not Chayiv. So Shlomim are they Chayiv? And not Shlomim Shehiziku, Goyve Mepsoran, Veine Goyve Me'emu Reyhem. You do collect. Shlomim Shehiziku, you do collect. I mean, we're working on the assumption that the din, Rabbi is working on the assumption, din is like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rababa is speaking, not Rabbi. Shlomo Sheziku gave him a psoran, that coach, it's like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that kochim kalim, mom and bite them and can't collect. But you can't collect from the emurim you burn on their mizbeach. What does the word emurim mean? Emurim usually refers to the chalovim that are burnt on the mizbeach. Why are they called the emurim? So I think that the Pharisees swell on the opening Mishnah and Brachas. The Mishnah and Brachas says, I think Hekter Emurim is the first Mishnah and Brachas says, there are things that Minat Torah are kosher all night long, and Midir Abana, Kedei Laharchik, Kisodim and Avera. So he said, you should only do it till Chatzos. So I think the first Mishnah has that regarding Hekter Chalovim V'Emurim, Mitzvosim Achiyal Amud Ashachar. And then there's a question whether there's a din of chatzos mederabbanan or not. Machlok zavishanim. Is there kedei laharchik kesodim and aver? Maybe kedei laharchik kesodim and aver is only if there's a chayvus hayochid, like korban pesach. There's a machlok zavakiva and Rab Loza ben Azari, which the Gemara quotes in Brachas a little later. And then there's a mekayman the Gemara quotes whether pesach men haTorah is nechal all night long. Vachos habasa balayla, as that means all night long, and you have to eat it by chatzos midirabbanan. The harchikas sodom and aver, if you'll allow the person to eat the korban pesach all night long, up until alos hashachar, he probably will make a mistake, especially bizman hatanoim. They didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks. So how's he going to know that it's alos hashachar? Alos hashachar is dark outside. How can he tell? You have to be a genius to know that it's alos hashachar. So the harchikas sodom and aver, they said, if he eats the korban pesach after alos hashachar, is chayv koris. It's nicer. So kedela hakus adam aver, they made a hachak, but over here, let's say haktor seimurim kalalai, that's not a chaybis ayochid, that's a chaybis atzibur. The kohanim, all the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash have to see to it that they're makta the emurim. So what are you afraid? That all the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, no, and they have the Bez Nagodol is on their tail. Bez Nagodol meets in the Lishkas Hagozes. They usually don't meet at night, but they have, it's the responsibility of the Bez Nagodol to see to it that the kohanim are makriv the Karbonus Tzibur properly. For sure the Karbonus Tzibur. So what Haktorah say, Murim kol alayla, so you're fake, they're the hachik sadam aveira. All the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash are got to be negligent. That's what the Gemara says, kohanim zrizim heim. So Rashi writes in one place in Pesach and Kohanim Zrizim, all the Kohanim in the world are more conscientious than everybody else. I haven't seen it yet. So Rashi says what it means is the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash has Zrizim because the Bez Nagodol is after them. They're going to watch to make sure that they do everything properly because many other Karbonis that they're taking care of are on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And even those that are Karbonis are Yochid also, but the Bez Nagodol meets in the Beis Hamikdash. That's their offices in the Beis Hamikdash. So they're going to see to it that Kohanim will be Zrizim. Not that the Kohanim on their own are Zrizim. So that's what Rashi says over here. That the din of Kdei Laharchi Kasodah Min Ha'avera goes on eating the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, but it doesn't go on Haktor Seimurim. Rashi holds on the Mishnah. That doesn't make sense. The Hektach Halov and the Ktoni Hocha Loi Omer Boi Chachamim Ad Chatzos. That's Rashi and the first Omer in Brachas, Beis Amir Aleph. At Chatzos, there is no Kedela Harchiks over here. Lo Omer Bachachamim Bat Chatzos. Klal. Vada Nokat Lahacha. Vada Nokat Lahacha Ela Lahodia Shekodom Anoig Balayla Is Kosha Kol Alayla. That's what Rashi writes. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes at Haktor Seimurim, there's also Kedela Harchiks Odom Adera, okay? We're afraid all the Kohanim will be negligent even in the Rambam has less faith in the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash. Even though they have all the Kohanim are there. You have 150 Kohanim all night long. And no one's going to remind the other one to be Makta Deimurim. Okay, so the Rambam holds that they did make Exer. Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam on the opening Mishnah. Yeah. So what's over here? Nacham also, what's over here? So on that Mishnah that the Teferis on Mishnah has two translations of the word. Why is it called Deimurim? He has one suggestion that these are the chalovim are amurim in the chumash. These are mentioned in the chumash that you have to burn it on the mizbech. You have to be makdirit. So the word amurim is a Hebrew word, and it really it's a corruption of the Hebrew word amurim. Then he has another pshat. No, it's based on a Greek or a Latin word. I think a Greek word that the muvchar, the choice prime beef is called amurim. So the choice of every korban is the chalov. The chaylev is what you burn on the mizbech, so it's called emorim because it's a muvchor shebe behema that you makter on the mizbech. Okay, so nachum. Also, what does Rabbi Abba say? Shlom shehiziku is chayev because he's assuming the din is like Rabbi Yosef Glili. They have a tzion on the Rambam, so obviously the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan that the Stam Mishnah is saying like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Shlom shehiziku, he do collect. And the government emurim, you don't collect from the emurim. So I said, pshita emurim lagavos alki, burn it on the mizbech. Of course, you can't collect from the emurim. Like the Gemara tells the story in the beginning of Pesachim that the non-Jew was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir in the Tzivan, far away from Yerushalayim. He was in Chutz Lo'atz. He was bragging that he fools the rabbis every year on Pesach. He comes to the Erev Pesach and he makes believe that he's Jewish, and they let him participate in the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir was an old man and he couldn't go to Yerushalayim to warn the people. So he told the Nachri, nah, they know that you're a goy. They never gave you the emurim. They never gave you the chalev. Next time you ask for the aliyah. Next time you ask for an aliyah, they said, what, are you crazy? The aliyah is burnt on the mizbech. And he said, no, but the rabbi told me to insist on that. What rabbi? He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. So they looked into it and they found out that he was a goy. Then the Gemara said, they killed him. That's the question, why'd they kill him? What right did they have to kill? Just because he fooled them. He told them a lie. He fooled them into believing that he was Jewish and he ate Korban Pesach. So they violated the din. Kol b'necha lo yechol bo. You're not allowed to give any of the Korban Pesach to a non-Jew. But why does he deserve the death penalty? It's not his avera. He's not mechuyev to observe the tarak. Kol b'necha lo yechol bo is a din on us. We're not supposed to feed it to a b'necha, to an ochri. So we violated the avera b'shoigik. So why does he deserve the death penalty? So it's a whole discussion. And the Mefarshim on the Gemara, why do they put him to death? But then the same over here. The Gemara said, Pshita, Emurim Lagabar Salke. Of course, he can't collect from the Emurim. The Emurim, you burn on the Mizbech. So the Gemara, Lord Tzvicha, what he meant to say was, L'gavim Ipsarim Keneged Emurim. So what did he mean? So the Rashi has two pshatim. The first part in Rashi is, Ein Agoiva Me'emurehem, you don't collect from the Basar Keneged Emurim. You don't collect. In other words, the Nizik is not going to, the Shlomim Shehiziko, the Shlomim is the Shor HaMazik, was Mazik a Nizik, so you're not going to collect the full Chatzi Nezik, or the full Nezik Shalom, whatever happens to be. If it's a Mu'ad, you don't collect the full amount, Kenegad Yemurim, you're not going to collect. That's the first Pshat in Rashi. The second Pshat in Rashi is no. Ein Agoiva Me'emurehem, but Agoiva Mipsarim Kenegad Kulo, you collect the full amount. Rashi has the Lishna Basra on the top of Amud Beis. On top of Amud Beis, Rashi on the second line writes, Lo Shanacher, the other interpretation, it means Faker, Letzvicha, Ligvas, Mibsar, Kenegan, Emurim, that you do, Devada, you are Goevin, Mibsar, Kenegan, Emurim. You do collect. Yeah. So the two Pshotim and Rashi, what it means, Letzvicha, the Goevin, Mibsar, Kenegan, Emurim, that you don't or that you do. So then the Gemara says, well, there is a Machlokes Hatanoim. Later in the Masich, the machlokes is between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Usually when you have a machlokes Yochid v'Rabim, one would have thought Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. So here, the Gemara seems to assume that the din is like Rabbi Nosson, even though he's the minority. You take a look on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, so the Gemara makes a statement on the second wide line. Ooh, Omar Rover, Rabbi Nosson, Dainu, V'Nochis L'Umka D'Din. Rabbi Nosson was an expert in Dini in the Zikin. He was an expert in Choshem Mishpat, and he knew how to pass. So because Rav Nosson died, who Menachos Lumka Adina, that's why we assume the din is like Rav Nosson. What is the machlokes Rav Nosson and Chachamim? So in abstract, the Gemara says the machlokes is Kalecha Delech Kalish Tolumim Behai Mishtalim Mihai, or no Kalecha Delech Kalish Loi Mishtalim Mihai. So the Rabbanu hold Loi Mishtalim Mihai, and we pass like Rav Nosson that it is Mishtalim Mihai. So the Gemara says Aliba Deman. Rabbah is chiddush that goyvim mebsar bein a goyvim meimareim, and what did he mean to say? Two pshat merashi. First pshat was that you don't collect from the basar kenegad emurim. Second pshat was that you do collect from the basar kenegad emurim. So the Gemara says, well, whose opinion is he talking within Rab Nosson or within the Rabbanon? Aliba de man, yeah, aliba de Rabbanon. If you're like the Rabbanon who think in general, so the Emurim you can't collect from. Emurim lagavoy osalki, burn it on the Mizbeach. So the question is, can you collect from the Basar Keneged the Emurim? So the Gemara says, if you all like the Rabbanon, if you all like the Rabbanon, kolech dalek lishalai, lo mishtal mehai. So the Gemara says, pshito, that is the din of Rabbami, of Rabbaba. That's what Rabbaba said, that you can't collect. This is the girsa that's printed in the Gemara, is according to the Lishna Kama of Rashi, that Rabbaba said, that you don't collect keneged the emurim. So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Rabbanon in general, pshita, the din is correct. According to the second pshat in Rashi, you have to change the whole girsa in the Gemara. So instead of pshita, I should say, Yaliba de Rabbanon is akasha. Why? They hold loy mishtal mihai. So why should Rab Nosson? So why should Rab Baba say? Why should Rab Baba say that you do collect from the basar keneged the emurim? Then should be you shouldn't collect. So the girsa that we have printed in the Gemara corresponds to the first pshat in Rashi. How they decide the first pshat is better than the second pshat? Because Rashi says like that. Rashi writes Virishanika. The first pshat is more correct. And the Girsa and Agamara follows the first pshat. Why is the Rishon more correct? The Mistabra, the high, the Oisvik on Mishanele. The Gemara had Akasha. Rabbaba said two halves. Shlomish Ezika Gervim Ibsarm, and a Gervim Emerem. The Risha is Gervim Ibsarm, the Seif is Ein a Gervim Emerem. So the Gemara said, the second line, Ein a Gervim Emerem, doesn't make any sense. Pshita. Emurim Lagavoya Salki. Burn it on the Mizbech, it's a double Poshet. So when the Gemara gives the answer, Leit Svicha, the answer is, the Goyvim Ipsor means you collect the full amount. But the Ainu Goyvim Emreim, that's a Pshita. So Rashi says, normally, the style of the Talmud Babli is, if you have a line in a Mishnah or a Braisa or a Memra, Rabab is not a Mishnah, not a Braisa, a Memra of an Amorim. So he says a line that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara is going to knock sense into that line. Not that they're going to knock sense into the first line that he said. The second line, the Gemara said, doesn't make sense. Pshite Murim La Gavoya Salki. So on that line, you're going to say, what he meant to say was, you don't even collect the basa keneged emurim. But if you're going to say that you do collect the basa keneged emurim, so you're not answering the second line in the memory of Rababa. You're explaining the first line. The first line was never a problem. The problem was with the second line, with the sefer. That's why Rashi says. Rashi says, Verisha in Ika, the first pshat is more correct. The Mistabra, the high, the Oisve, Komishanilei. The line that we didn't understand, the Oisve, the Yes, the Kasha, the second line doesn't make sense. On that they answered, Komishanilei, they answered. The Gemara Misefer the Milsa the Kama Ain Gav Meimer Ain Parik Pshita. Gemara asked on the second line, it doesn't make sense. Eimur Magavah Kansalka. Vala Boilish Nuye. And on that, the Gemara wants to give an answer. Ma Ain Gav Meimer Ain Kama Ain Gav Basa Kenegin Eimur. So yeah, the simple reading of the Gemara is the first pshat that Rashi gave. So that's the girsa that we have. According to the other pshat in Rashi, everything is backwards. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ali B'deman, whom do you hold like? What's the machlokes, Rav Nosson, Rabbanon, if you have shnaim shehiziku biyachad, and for some reason or another, he cannot collect from one of them, so do you say you collect the full hezek from the other one or not? So here, the animal has, the shlamim has basar and has emurim. So the emurim, And Rabbah is working with the assumption of dinners like Rabbi Yosef Lili, Kachim Kalamam and Bailam Haim. But the Emurim for sure. The Emurim for sure you can't collect from. Lagavoya Salki. The Mishnah happens to say that the Emurim Lachas Rika Saddam have Me'ilah. Usually there's no Me'ilah on Kachim Kalim. That's the Rashi and Chumash is quoting the Mishnah Me'ilah. Because it says, Nefesh Kisim Amam Bikachi Hashem, Kachim Ham Yechorim Lashem. So Kachim Kalim is not Me'ilah Lashem. But the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim have the din of Kachim Kachim. There is a din of Me'ilah. The Emurim Lach and Zvika Saddam. Before Zvika Saddam, you're not supposed to be Makta the Emurim on the Mizbech. If they do Zvika Saddam, so the Zvika Saddam is Mata the Emurim Behak Torah, and it's Mata the Basa Bachila by Kachim Kalim. It's Mata the Basa Bachila. So the Mishnah has a Me'ilah, Emurim Kachim Kalim Lach and Zvika Saddam. Have a din of Me'ilah, and it also has a din if you take it out of the Azaras, Nifsal B'yotze. Kachim Kalim, if you take it out of Yerushalayim, Kachim Kalim, every carbon has a Mokim and it has a Zman. So the Kachim Kalim and the Mokim is the whole Yerushalayim. The Kachim Kachim and the Mokim is the Azara. So if you take the Basa Chutzlim Chitzasai, then it becomes Nifsal B'yotze. It becomes Pasol. And even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to, it's Pasol. So you can't, let's say you took the dam out of the azor, then you brought it back in. Once it's nifsal b'yotze, you can't be zorik the dam on the mizbeach. So if you took the emurim out of the azara, and then you bring it back in, you're not allowed to be makdad those emurim, because the emurim are kochi kochim. If you take the basar out of the azar, basar of the shlamim out of the azara, it doesn't become nifsal, because the mokum of the whole basar of the shlamim, the mokum of all kochim kalim, is Yerushalayim. The whole Yerushalayim is the makom. So chutzlim kama basa shatza chutzlim chitzasai. Will be nifsa b'yotzei chutzlim chitzasai mechutz Yerushalayim. But chutz lazar is only for his kachim kachim. So the din is, the Mishnah has like that, the emuri kachim kalam lachas v'kas adam have a din of me'ilah, because they're kachim kachim, and it's nifsa b'yotzei if you take a chutz lazar. Yeah, where do you learn that din? If you take a chutzlim kama becomes nifsa. From the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says a basa basada treifel osachelu, the word basada doesn't belong. Is the din that an animal becomes a treifer if it's attacked by, if it's clawed by the neck by a bigger animal? It only applies basada in Bo'ir, it doesn't apply. So the Gemara says the word basada tells you a different din. Basa treifel osachelu, if it's a treifer, if it was attacked, if it's a drusa. If it's a drusa, if it was attacked by another animal. The Rambam says there are seven categories of treifas. The only one that's pshuto shel mikra is drusa, if it was clawed by the animal, and the rest is Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam says, therefore, by drusa, safik drusa is lechumra, safik derasa lechumra, but safik by the other treifas is lekula, because it's only Torah Shebal Peh. Pshuto shel mikra only goes on drusa. So the Taz and Simon Lamed Tess, I think, I forgot it right. I think Simon Lamed Tess and Yeridei is the Simon about Hilchas Treifas. So the Taz has a long essay. What is the Rambam? Where does he have such a din? He writes an abstract that Safik Deraisa Lechumra only applies to Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is, it goes on Drusa, if the animal was clawed. What if it has the sikh on the lungs? What if it has a broken leg? It's also a treifa. So if you have a Safik, then it's going to be kosher. Where does the Rambam write that it's kosher? So he works hard to try to understand what the Rambam is talking about. That's similar to the other Rambam, that the Ramban attacked the Rambam. The Rambam quoted the din in the Gemara that Orlo b'chutz l'orz is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that if you plant a tree, you're not allowed to eat the pears that grow. If any pears grow, could be nothing will grow. But if pears grow the first 3 years, the pears are asa b'achila b'anoa, so that's called Orlo. So the Pasuk in Parshas Kedosh Malin says, Kisovoy al ha'oretz, and the Taitim kolets mach, the din of Orlo only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, Orlo b'chutz l'oretz is mehalocha. So the Gemara has a machlokes. They are commenting on that Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kedushin. Mehalocha means halocha Moshe m'Sinai, means it's a din deraisa, or it's mehilchas medina. So the Gemara first starts off, it should make a difference if it's halocha Moshe m'Sinai, it's a din deraisa, you should say safek orlo b'chutz l'oretz should be l'chumra. And it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah and Orlo says that safek orlo b'chutz l'oretz l'kula. Gemara says, kach nemar halocha. That's part of the halacha Moshe m'Sinai, that Orla b'chutz l'oretz is naig, but Safik is muta. So the Ramban attacks the Rambam, that the Rambam misunderstood the Gemara. The Rambam extended it to every halacha Moshe m'Sinai. And the Ramban thinks, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Ramban thinks that it's incorrect, only applies to Safik Orla b'chutz l'oretz. So where is that Rambam that he says on halacha Moshe m'Sinai, that you go to Kula? So we dug up by Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos. But there could be this referring to this Rambam also, that the Rambam draws a contrast. The Taz's Rambam in the Simon Lamed Tess and Hilchos Treifas, that the Rambam makes a distinction between Drusa as opposed to the other six categories. There's 70 different Treifas, there are many more. There's 70 categories, detailed category, but there are seven basic categories of Hilchos Treifas. So one of them is drusa, and so the Rambam says that safik drusa is lechumer. That's pshuto shel mikra, when the animal was clawed by the neck by a bigger animal, and the others a broken leg and a hole in the kishkes and a hole in the lungs. That's Torah Shebal Peh. It's not really pshuto shel mikra. And there, if you have a safik, it would go lekula. So the Taz works on that. What case is it alluding to that you go lekula? Okay. So nachamol. So the Gemara is asking, there is a machlokes Rav Nosson and Achacham heichad deleka lishtalumim mehem mishtal meyai. So the Gemara, the way we have the girsa, yeah, liba the Rabbanon, if you all like the Achachamim, that who the whole heichad deleka lishtalumim mehem lo mishtal meyai. So pshita, you don't collect from the basa kereg nemor. Ami keleka lishtalumim lo mishtal meyai. The dinner you should not collect. They are liba the Rav Nosson, so the dinner should not be correct. His opinion is, and we really pass like Rav Nosson, it didn't should be kelechad l'shtolim mehai. It is mishtal mehai, so you should collect from the basa keneg demor. So the Gemara answers, we can knock sense into the statement that Rabbi said either way. You can say that he's talking within the Rabban, you can say he's talking within Rav Nosson. Possibly either way. By same Rav Nosson, by same Rabban, you can make sense of what Rav Nosson said, of what Rabbi said. Whether he could be these Rabbi. It makes sense whether he's talking within Rav Nosson or within the Rabban. How so? Ibai saying the Rabbanon, it could be that he's talking within the Rabban. They hold in general, that's if you have two independent mazikim. And mean a trey goofy. What do you have trey goofy? Shor shedochab chavero lebor is the original case, but there's a machlekes on Dafnun Gimel. Machlekes is between Rav Nosson and the Chacham. Or shnei shvarim shehiziku ashor shlishi. Two shvarim push the third shor into a bor. Al tu shvarim were nogeach the third shor. So Hanemila betray Gufi, they're two different mazikim. So then they say each one belongs to a different person. So then the Rabbana say, Kalecha Delek Lishtola Mahai Loi Mishtala Mehai. But over here, it's one animal. It's not two different mazikim. One animal, you have shlomim, you have basim, and you have emurim. So you can't collect from the emurim because the emurim are korim al gavi amizbech. The basim you can't collect because we're working with the assumption like Rabbi Yosef Glili, kachim kalam amad baidemhem. So the Gemara says, avul b'chad gufa, it's one dover amazik. Mati amalei. So the nizik can tie it to the mazim. Kolecha debina mishtalimna. Wherever I can collect, I want to collect. I have a right to take from the basar. So Rashi, the first plot in Rashi was, there would have been a good argument to say like that. So kamash malan rababa, that it's not true. Why is it talking not true? It says that sounds like such a good argument. That's why the other pshat in Rashi was no. The other givus in Rashi had everything backwards, that you can't collect from the basar kenega anymore.
Only pay Migufa of the short because it's tam, right? So and the basar is only worth X. So even though it's not gufa, why should that mean that you have to pay any more than the value of Migufa?
You don't pay more than the value of Migufa. The short is worth $200. The emurim is worth $40. And the rest is worth $160. And the hezek was $200. The chatzin hezek is $100. So the basar is worth $160. So you've got to collect $100 out of $160. The shor is worth, the basar part is worth $160. And worm is worth, let's say, $40. So you're going to, and the chatzin nezik is $100. So you'll only collect $100 from the basar. Good. Why should you assume that the chatzin nezik is more than the value of the basar? Maybe the whole hezek was $10 and the chatzin nezik is $5. So you collect the $5. One might have thought it should be like Shnei Shutfim. The Basar and Emurim are two partners who made a hezek. So then you shouldn't even collect the $5. So the Gemara says, no. Yeah. It's such a good svara. That's why the second pshat in Rashi has changed the whole girsa. Then it makes sense you should collect. Then you say, Gufo, you should collect. Okay. And then the boy same, the other version wants, if you want, you can say the Rabbaba's din was alibe de Reb Nosson. That's more valuable because the Gemara says, Anun Gimel, Reb Nosson, Dainu, Menachas, Lumke, the din, we're going to pass like Reb Nosson. So let's see halacha lemaisa. The boy same, if you want, you can say a different interpretation of Rabbaba's statement that is going within Reb Nosson. Iboisema Reb Nosson, that what? Hosam who, when does Reb Nosson say, Mishtala mehai, domale, bala shor, le bala bor, ano turoi, bibir, chashkachte. I found my dead shor and your boar. I don't care what you're going to explain to me. Since I found the dead shor and my dead shor and your boar, I hold you responsible. So whatever you cannot collect from the bala shor, by shor shadochav chaver le bor. So then the balabor has to pay to make good. What does that mean? So, hey, there's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, what's going on here? So, the way we have printed in Rashi is a misprint. That's what it says on this side. It says, v'yamrinon, in brackets. If you see the Rashi on the second, there are narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So in the medium-sized lines in Rashi, the second line has the word v'yamrinon in brackets, and it says, I maharam. Maharam is printed on the bottom of the page by the Maharsha. So he says that this comment that Rashi writes was put in by a Talmud. It's not really what Rashi writes. Tosis explains. Tosis quotes the Rashi, at kan l'shonoi, and doesn't correspond to what we have here. Then they quote the Rashi later, v'zeh l'shono. They quote the Rashi from Daf Nun Gimel. The Rashi doesn't say what it says here. So what did Rashi say? So Tosis quotes the Rashi. What's printed in our Rashi is what Tosis is going to say. But what Rashi really said is different. What? The Shor Shadochav Chaver Lebor, the Shor did the whole Hezek. The Bor didn't do anything over here. Let's say if I have a fire on in my living room, in my den, I have a furnace and I have logs that are burning. and it keeps the house warm. We don't have a central heating like in America. So you have a furnace and it keeps the house warm. So someone takes someone else's paper dollars, $100 bills, and he throws them into my fire. So it's, I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? He took my, he hijacked my fire, and he burned someone else's property with that. Tosfos said, that's ridiculous. Someone comes to my house and they burn someone else's property, I'm held responsible. I didn't do anything. So here, shor shadochav chaveira lebor. So the shor shadochav did the whole hezek. The bor is not a shutif in the hezek at all. And the pasuk reads, kifta chishba kir chishba v'nofal sham masharach amra v'nofal. So the Tosfos says, v'lo shiapiluhu. If someone else pushes the shor into the bor, so the one who pushed the shor into the bor is the masik, if he's a human being or if he's another shor. But the bor, the one who did the pushing, is using the bor, like the one who throws your paper bills, your money, into my fire. He's using my fire to destroy someone else's property. But my eish is not a shutif and a hezek at all. So that's what Tosfos quotes the Girsa from Rashi. That the shor shadochav chaver lebor. So if the shor is a shor hamuad, so the shor should pay nezek shalom, because it did the whole hezek on its own. If the shor is a shor tam, so it should only pay chatzi nezek. So the shaila is the chatzi. So when the shor is a shor mud and pays nezek shalom, right? So there's nothing to discuss. The shor is held responsible. Bala shor pays nezek shalom in aliyah. If it's a shor tam, you only pay chatzi nezek megufo. So that's what the Gemara is raising a question. Maybe we should say kalecha deleka l'shtalume mehai, since you cannot collect from the Baal HaShor more than chatzi nezek, so maybe I should collect from the Baal HaBor. So Tosfos says, but you started off by explaining that the pasuk says ki yipol v'nafal sham b'sharach amok v'nafal v'lo shi'apilu. Someone else pushes a shor into the bor, so the shor shadochav or the adam shadochav is using my bor, so why should the Baal HaBor have to pay anything? Tosfos doesn't understand. It doesn't make sense. The way Rashi learns the whole story doesn't make sense. The bor is not a dover amazik over here at all. The dochev, the shor shadochav, or the adam shadochav, shor the bor, should be chayev the whole hezek. The shor should, the Baal HaBor should not be held responsible for anything. So how do you prove what did Reb Nosson say that indicates kalecha daleka l'shtalume mehai mishtalume mehai? So Tosfos says the whole pshat of Rashi is not correct. So Tosfos' taina is, we're not talking about a shor or an odom. If you have an odom shadochav someone lebor, odom shadochav chaver lebor, odom shadochav shor lebor, so he's using the bor as an instrument. Like a person throws you a property into the furnace, into the fire. The Baal HaEish is not chayv anything. He's using my Eish. So here, the Odom Shadochav, or the Shor Shadochav, Shor Odom Lebor, so the Dochev is using my Bor to make a Hezek. The Baal HaBor shouldn't be chayv anything. We're talking about a case that the Shor Shadochav, or the Odom Shadochav, did it b'shoigeg, not b'mezen. We had this thesis before. That if it's an Odom Kavana, then he's just using my bor to be mazik someone else. So the Baal HaBor is not participating in the hezek. So must be we're talking about the Shor Shadochav or the Odom Shadochav B'shoigeg. So there are two mazikim over here, the Shor and the bor. So if the Shor is so there's a partnership, Shnaim Shehiziku, the Shor and the bor. So if the shor is a shor tam, so it should have paid chatzi nezek. But here because it has a shutif, the bor is also a shutif and a hezek. So the Baal HaShor will only pay revia nezek. And if it's a shor hamuad, normally a shor hamuad pays nezek shalom. But here, because there's a shutif, the bor is a shutif, so the Baal HaShor will only pay revia nezek. If the shor is a shor hamuad, so he'll pay half of the nezek shalom, because as a shutif, shor is a shor tam, he'll pay half of the chatzi nezek, he should pay revia nezek. And then what does the Baal HaBor pay? So the Baal HaBor is a half, he's a shutif, so he should pay half. So it's going to come out that by the shor tam, the owner of the one who shor died, and the bor is going to lose that revia nezek, because the Baal HaShor only pays revia nezek, if it's a shor tam, and the Baal HaBor only pays chatzin nezek. So that case, that's the machleik zab nas and the chachamim. What does Tosis say? Let's see. V'nira liri, the second half of this long Tosis on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So they say v'nira liri the rabbana the army balashar chayva balabar poter haina the balashar mishalem machza b'muad because it has a shutef because the shor or the odm shadoch v'lebar was b'shoigeg. Why is he potel gamre? Shalachiv hakosav bor leicha denafal memela dechsib enafal shamashar. Avla macherim apilim osa bebor potter balabor and ganzen. The balabor is potter legamre. The bor is not even a shutev. No, means the bor is a shutev. You can't say the shor she dochav chaveiro the bor. Did the whole hezek? No, he only pays half of what he should have paid. He only pays either revia nezek or chatzin nezek. Not like Rashi that you pay either chatzin nezek or nezek shalom. No, you only pay revia. But still, the balabar should be part of the achah perusha army. The rabbanon say kolecha delek l'shtalumi mi bal Rashi learned the question was kolecha delek l'shtalumi mi bal ashor. Rashi learns that the raya was from a short tam. That the Baal HaShor only pays Chatzin Ezek, then the Baal HaBor should be held responsible. Rab Nosson would argue with the Rabban. Rab Nosson would say that the Baal HaBor pays Chatzin Ezek. So Tosi doesn't like that. No, the Baal HaBor never pays anything over here. V'nafal Shama, V'nafal Veloshi Apiluhu. Baal HaBor doesn't pay anything. But it's funny. It's considered a Shutfus of two Mazikim, the Shor Shadochav and the Bor. It's considered a shutvis. That's why the Baal HaShor should only pay half of what he should have paid. If he's a shatam, should have paid chatzin nezek. He only pays revia nezek. If he's a shamur, he should have paid nezek shalom. He only pays chatzin nezek. But the Baal HaBor doesn't pay anything. So the shal is kalecha deleka l'shtalumi mi Baal HaBor because of Abizegras Akzeres HaKosuv v'nofel shamur v'loshi apilu. Maybe mishtalim mehai. Maybe we should make the shor shadochav responsible. Amri, the Rabban and the Rab Nosson hold ki leka l'shtalom mi bal habor la mishtalem mi bal ashor. And Rab Nosson disagrees, and he holds no. Kolecha leka l'shtalom mi bal habor. You are mishtalem from the bal ashor. The whole pshat is faker. Everything is faker. Question is, how does it fit into the Gemara? Does Tosis the Pirush Ari, does it fit into the Gemara? That's again the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Ali ben Demai, Ali ben Rabban, Ali ben Rabnosan. So the Gemara said there are two ways to say. He by same Rabnos, by same Rabban, by same Rabbanon. That what? Kolecha delek l'shlomai lo mishtalem mehai. That's only in the case where you have a shor and a bor. Hamila betray gufi. You have two different mazikim, the shor and the bor. Here it's one animal. Avol hacha b'chad gufa matiyam alei b'kolecha debina mishtalim. Now why shouldn't he? He should be able to collect from the basa kenega the imur. So either the second girsa, Rashi's second shot was that's taka the din. He do collect from the basa kenega the imur. Rashi says it doesn't make sense. It does make sense, but he said it doesn't fit into the text, the reading of the Gemara. Because when the Gemara had a kasha was on the second half of the Memra of Rababa, and usually the style of the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, when they ask the kasha on a line, they touch up that line. Here they're touching up the first line. Goivim mipsaron, veina goivim emarem. Any goivim emarem, they don't change. Goivim mipsaron, you're changing. That you are goivim mipsaron, kenegan emarem. So Rashi says it doesn't fit into the style of the Gemara. So Rashi likes, he thinks that more correct is the first pshat. You don't collect from the basa kenegad emurim. So this is just a habamin. I would have thought such a good habamin, but I don't understand why it's not true. Why isn't it correct? I don't know. The Gemara says, V'yiboy seimo, or if you want, you can interpret the Rabbah's statement is, Aliba the Rab Nosson. V'yiboy seimo, Rab Nosson. That what? Ha'asam hu di amalei balashor. Le Baal HaBor, this is Rashi's girsa. This is Rashi's girsa. The Baal HaShor, the Baal HaShor Hanizik, tells the Baal Habor, Anotu Rabbi Biruch Ashkachte, Madeles Lishtalum Imehech, whatever I can't collect from the Baal Hashor, Mishtalim Leminoch, I'm going to hold you responsible. That's how Rashi read. He's going to collect from the Baal Habor. But Tosfos, the Ri, and Tosfos changes the whole girsa. What he mishtalim from the Baal Hashor. So it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So you have to change the girsa. The line as it says, I don't understand what it means. I found my dead shor and your bor, I hold you responsible. What do I hold him responsible? Maybe it was an einus. Maybe Adam dochab shor lebor. The mezid had been miskaven. He used my bor. Let's say there was a guest. They have two guests in my home, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven stole money from Shimon's pocket, paper bills. He throws the paper bills into the fire in my furnace, and he burns it. So the guy whose money was burnt says to me, the owner of the house, my paper dollars is burning in your furnace. I hold you responsible. I'm not responsible. Hold the other guy responsible. He burnt it. I didn't do anything over here. So what kind of a tain is this? Anot Torah b'birach hashkachte, but the shor dochav chaver lebor. I don't know what this girsa means. And according to Taisa, the whole girsa is backwards. You have to change everything. I don't understand this whole Gemara. So the Gemara says, my delesli lishtalum imehech, whatever I can't collect from the Baal Hashor, lishtalim neminoch, I'm going to hold the Baal Habor responsible. That's what Rashi interpreted like that. We hold the Baal Habor responsible to make good for the rest of the money. The Ri Baal HaTosfos has the whole girsa fakir. I don't know what the other girsa is. The whole girsa should be fakir. Can he hold the bosom more responsible than the emurim? That you should have the right to collect everything from the bosom. I don't understand what the taina was. I don't understand. I don't understand the whole Gemara. Anyway, what do we pask in there? What do we paskin? They are Nun Gimel. So again, so the Gemara Nun Gimel Amaral says, "Am Nosson Dainu Venachis Lum Kedina." So we're going to paskin like Rab Nosson. So what did Rab Nosson say? So the Gemara quoted the Brisa before, and the narrow lines are Nun Gimel. Rab Nosson Am Balashar Mishalei Machtza, Balabor Mishalei Machtza. Aba Hatanya Rab Nosson Am Balabor Mishalei Gimel Chalokim. That what? If the shor shadoch of chaver lebor is a tam, so the Baal Hashor only pays revia nezik. If he's a muad, then he pays chatzin nezik. Why did it have all of a sudden become revia chatzin? Because there's a shutfis between the shor and the bor. That's what Tosfos writes on the base. It means that the shor was shaloi bekavana. If it's shor bekavana, adam bekavana, then the adam did the whole hezik. So it means the shor shadochav or the adam shadochav was shaloi bikavana, so we consider it as if there are two shutfim in the hezek. So if the shor is a tam, would have normally paid chatzin nezek, and that pays revia nezek. If the shor is a mud, would normally pay nezek shalom, has a shutf here, so he pay chatzin nezek. And what about the remaining three quarters, or the remaining half? So that, the Reb Nosson says, the Baal Habor pays everything, because kalecha delecha l'shtolam ha-mishtal mehai. And we paskin like that. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Nasan, dainu v'nachas lom k'dedina, we paskin like that. Kalecha delecha l'shtolam ha-mehai, mishtal mehai, because they're two different mazikim. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has this, I remember hearing from Rav Soloveitchik. Here they have it on the last page in this sefer. So he quotes the Tzoyis HaChosh in Simcha Pei. Simcha Pei, Chosh Mishma, is a very famous simon. The most famous sugya in Masechah Sanhedrin is the sugya of Shikal Adas, Tor B'Shikal Adas. If the Bezin made a mistake, there's a Din Torah, the Bezin made a mistake, and the Paschal Reuven has to pay Shimon, and then later on they realize they made a mistake B'Shikal Adas. If they realize they made a mistake, Tor B'Dvar Mishneh, it's an open and shut case. There's nothing to discuss. So if it's Torah B'Dvar Mishneh is Chayzer, they have to reverse the Psak. But if it's Torah B'Shikal Adas, then they have no right to reverse the Psak, because the one who who won the din third the first time around will say, I hold that the first psak. Torah b'shikol hadas means it's a machloikis, and the generally accepted psak is the other way, and they didn't follow that. They paskan natsa. But there is a reasonable opinion like that. There is a reasonable opinion. That's not generally the way we usually paskin. So then the balabas who won the din Torah the first time around can say, Kimli, I hold like the first psak. You have no right to take the money away from me. You paskin in my favor. So then we say that the bezin has to make good. They have to pay from their pocket. So the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed has a discussion. What if the bezin consisted of three dayanim and there was a split vote? Two said chayiv and one said pater. And then it turns out that the one who said pater was really right and the two, they paskin incorrectly, paskin chayiv. And then the two realized that the one was right after it was too late already, after the psak was given. So the Gemara assumes that the one who gave the correct psak doesn't have to pay anything. He was honest. What do you want from him? He kept on disagreeing with the other two. The other two outvoted him. So they made the fellow pay. They paskin against the one. The shaila is, the two who have to pay, how much do they pay? So the Gemara says, each one pays one third of the hezek, and the one third the guy loses. So the Tzachoshin asked the Kasha, why shouldn't you say, since we paskin la aloha like Rab Nosson, dainhu, nochis lum to the dinam, so we paskin kol hechad aleka lishtolom imehai, mishtalim imehai. So the third one is an onu. The third dayan is an onus. He said potter. And the other two didn't listen to him. He kept on arguing. They didn't listen to him. So you can't hold him responsible. He should be potter. But the other two should have to pay. Even though you needed all the three dayan together to paskin, why don't you say that so each of the two dayan should pay half. Not that each one should pay one third. And the one who lost the din Torah should lose one third of his money. Why shouldn't you hold the two dayanim responsible to pay a half each, from the third dayan, who's an honest mishtam mahai, from the two who made a mistake. That's the kasha the Ktzai Sachash. So Moshe Soloveitchik says, based on the Gemara, on Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, Tesis and Ardaf, on Yud Gimel, is toying with these ideas. So the Gemara says, how can you say that if it's a short time, shadochav chaver lebor, so the short time would normally pay chatzin nezik, but here because it's a shuta between the bor and the shore, so the short time only pays revia nezik. So because he only pays revia nezik, so bala bor is obligated to pay three quarters of the nezik. Why does it pay three quarters of the nezik? If he should say hay palga de hazek obad, hay palga de hazek obad. Tosis is using these expressions they got from the Gemara Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, right before the lines become wide. If you would have said Hai Palga de Hazekov, Hai Palga de Hazekov, how is it possible to make him pay three quarters? The Balabar has to pay three quarters of the Nezek. So it must be that you're assuming Hai Kula Hazekov, Hai Kula Hazekov. We really say that the Balashor is responsible for the whole Hezek, and the Balabar is also responsible for the whole Hezek, which is just negotiating how we're going to divide up the payment. But if it would have been Hai Palga Dezekov, then it wouldn't make sense to hold one of them responsible to pay three quarters. He's only Palga Dezekov. And it has to go with Svaras, Tyson says. Believe Svara ain't Loima. If there's no Svara, it doesn't apply. That's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, when you have a bezna of three, you can't say Hai Kula Dezekov. You need three Dayanim in the Dintar. So you can't. Each one of the three dayanim only did shlish hazek. So you cannot hold one of the, and one of them said the right psak and two made a mistake. So you can't say the two who made a mistake should each pay chatzi nezek, because kalecha delek al shtolum mehai, the third one doesn't pay because he's onus, he said potter, and the other two didn't listen to him. So you can't say kalecha delek al shtolum mehai, they should have to pay. Here you can't say haikula hazek over, haikula hazek over, because you need three dayanim in a bezin. So each dayan only does one third of the hezek. So since you can't apply that svar, haikul hezek oban, so the nizik loses one third. Okay. In the middle of not understanding anything, that part I do understand. But the rest I don't understand. The rest of the svar, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand the whole discussion here. I don't know. Okay, what's on the second line from the top? Yud Gimel. Omar Rava. Who is Rava? Rava is a familiar figure. He just said before, Rava Omar. The Gemara had before, a little past the midpoint on Yud Gimel. Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is the one who made a diuk in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan, who learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, made a diuk in the way he heard the Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Nechasim Shem Behem Me'ila, Me'ila Hudelesbu. Hamikdash Kachi and the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah telling me that the din is like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi thinks that there's no Stam Mishnah like that. But nonetheless, Rabbi here is saying what the din would be. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That's what the Tav Tosis says. Hava Rabbi, the Rabbi before Hashmah season, din me'ila. Rabbi claims there's no diuk at all from the Mishnah that should lead you to believe that Kachim Kalim is Mom and Bible. He doesn't see any diuk. Nonetheless, the din that Rabbi is going to state over here on the second line from the top, Amar Rabbi, Teirush Ezekiel, is on the assumption that it's within Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Maybe Hosea shouldn't paskal like Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So the Stam Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is implying we should paskal like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Rambam does paskal like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But Rabbi says, not necessarily so, that you should paskal like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But the din that he's saying here is clearly only if you assume like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Rambam did paskal like Rabbi Yosef because he quotes Rava's din. Toida she'izika. Toida is a kachim kalim. Toida she'izika goivim b'psar v'ene goivim mi lachma. That's a double portion. The lechem. When you bring a korban toida, you have to bring four kinds of chalas. You bring 10 each of each one of the four types are there. 40 chalas toida. 10 of them are going to be chametz and 30 are going to be matzah. So Toda Shehizika, so you can only cut, if your dinner is like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you can collect from the basar. It's a short time, you collect megufo, okay? A short time, you collect megufo. If it would have been Shem V'regel, collect menu aliyah. So you don't collect from the basar, you collect from the balashor. He's talking a short time. So Gavim Mitzvah and Gavim Milach, but the Gemara said Pshita. The lechem wasn't involved in the Hesek. The lechem is in a different location. What has it got to do with the Shorshe? He's a Pshita. So the Gemara is safer. It's Trichalei. The first line of Rav is a Dovah Pashat. The next line of Rav, what's the next line? Nizik Eichel Basar. Rashi says, of course, after Zrika Zadam. Not only after Zrika Zadam, Nizik Eichel Basar. Acha Zrika Zadam. Acha Haktoris Eimurim. Yeah. Acha Haktoris Eimurim. The Gemara says you're not allowed. The Gemara says I'm going to get the kochi kochi. The Gemara never says I'm going to get the kochim kam. The Gemara says if you have a chatos and an osham, which is necha by the zichri kuhuna, so the kadam are not allowed to eat the bsar chatos until after haktoris emurim. The Gemara never said it by kochim kalim. Rashi and Tosus say there's a Tosus and Beitza like that also. Now just like by kochi kochim, that the basar is necha to zichri kuhuna. It can't be eaten till after Zrikas Adam is Mata Haktoris Emurim. Then Haktoris Emurim is Mata Dachilus Abbas Alakonim. So they said the same is true, like Rashi here, the same is true regarding Kachim Kalim. When the Balakorb, not Zichar Kunim, when the Bailim eat the Basar, it's only after Haktoris Emurim. And the Tzlach, the Native Yehuda has a safe on Beitza. So the Tzlach wonders, how do they know that it's true? Maybe that dinner. In the Gemara, he claims, the din only appears regarding Kachim Kachim. The Gemara never said it on Kachim Kam. How did Rashi and Tosfos know that it even applies to Kachim Kam? Okay. That Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. It's a question. Where's the Pasuk? The Gemara only has a Pasuk by Kachim Kachim. Okay. So the Tzlach is not happy. So what does it say? Todesh Ezika Gav and Mitzora. And what? And then it says the Nizik. What does he say? Tzefetz Tzvichla, Nizik Oichal Basar, after Zrikas Adam, after Aktoris, I'm more refined, Umiskape Mevi Lechem. The Nizik doesn't have to pay for the Lechem. The one who is Mafrish, the Korban Taida, he's the Miskaper, the one on whose behalf the Korban is offered. So the Miskaper is Chayv to bring the Lachmi Taida. Marsha Sanami Pshita. Why would I have thought that the Nizik has to pay for the Lachmi Taida? Why? The other guy said, Who is chayv to bring? Does anybody have a chayv to bring a korban toida? That's a machleika. There's a perek ha-toida in the end of Menachos. So Rashi on perek ha-toida writes, There's a memory of the Gemara, Abot Tzrichim Lahoidus. The four people have to recite Birchas HaGoyma. Yeah, it's in the Beis HaSurim, or Beis Drochim, Holchem Midbaris, and Son Chol Lashin Nisrape. So Rashi holds that to say Birchas HaGoyma, that's only the Rabbanon. But Abot Tzrichim Lahoidus on the level of the Ras means these four people are mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. I think Gemara says Toida is always bought Ben Eder and Adova, you're never obligated. Means if you want to, you can bring it ben edim and adava. Achatas and anashim, you can volunteer ben edim and adava. Achatas and anashim is either you mechuyev and you bring it. If you're not mechuyev, then you don't bring it. And in a korban toida, therefore abot siyuch melahid is four people are mechuyev, and everybody else, whoever wants, can bring a korban toida. He's happy that he's still alive. He's happy that he woke up this morning. He can bring a korban toida every day. Fine. So the and Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Tosafot quotes Rashi and they disagree. They say toida. No one has ever mechuyev to bring a toida. It's always been edim and adava. Abot tzrichim lahoidus. That statement, the Gemara only goes on birchas hagoyma. Doesn't go on korban toida. So toida you only have if you mikabel. You say harei alai lahavi korban toida. He took a neder. He's going to bring a korban toida. He was mafrish harei zu toida. He's mafrish a korban toida. So the Gemara says. The miskaper may be a lechem. The one on whose behalf the korban toida is offered is the one who has to pay for the lechem. And the nizik who eats the besar ha-toida doesn't have to pay for the lechem. Anami pshita, of course he pays for the lechem. He took the neder, harei alai lahavi toida. So of course he pays for the lechem. And for the Gemara, one might have mistakenly thought, ma'u detema, one might have said, kevin alechem echshev edizabachu. If you don't bring the lechem, you're not really fully yotze the korban. And the nizik is the one who has the right to eat the basar. So would have thought, let the bal hashor ha-toido shehizik tell the nizik, at achlis basar, you're going to eat the basar. No, I see lechem. I should pay for the lechem. The lechem is what enables you to eat the basar. Kamash man lechem chiyuv in the bottom hu. The guy said, harei alai lo havi toido, has to pay for the lechem. It's also double portion. I don't know what the chiddush is. I don't understand what the havamina was over there. I don't understand it all, but I don't understand this whole Gemara about lek of the shtulum and mihai. I don't see how the Tosis Pshat fits into the Gemara. You have to change the whole girsa. Maybe there's a should check in the shinui in the schos. Maybe there's a whole different girsa according to the Ri. I don't understand this Gemara. It's a double pashut like that. Of course, the miskaper is maybe a salah. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss the next few lines in the Mishnah. On Tesam and Allah. So the next line says, Nechasim Hami, what is it? Nechasim Shehem Shal B'nai Bris. B'nai Bris means Jewish people, not B'nai Bris. As opposed to non-Jews are not members of the B'nai Bris. So what does it mean? So Gemara says, L'mute Mai, what is the Mishnah coming to exclude? E L'mute Dovah Kochavim, if it means that if a Jew is Mazik, the shore of a Jew is Mazik, the shore of a non-Jew, Oktani lele kamon is a mishnah leider shor shor yisol shan dar shor shor akum potur. So isn't a repeat in the mishnayos? Everything more you're right. It is a repeat. Tana v'hadim afarish. The mishnah alludes to it. Bekitzer on tesam the base and then alamed vavam the base. The gemara the mishnah elaborates further on it. That shor shor yisol shan dar shor shor akum is potur. That's when the gemara has the whole agarata that the Roman government sent their representatives to learn kol haTorah kula. Mishnah is Lamed Zayin on the base. Not Lamed, I made a mistake. Not Lamed Vav. Lamed Zayin on the base. So the Gemara tells the story. The Roman government sent two representatives, and they liked the. They learned all the Mishnayos, and then they were not happy with this din. Why should we discriminate against the non-Jews? Shol shal akum shanogach shol shal Yisrael does pay. Shol shal shanogach shol shal akum does not pay. So they were bothered with the question. It says Gigach Sharish and Shariyayu. See, if Reyehu was Dafke, so the Shor Shal Akum, Shanogach Shor Shal Yisol, should also be Potter. If Reyehu was Lab Dafke, Shor Shal Yisol, Shanogach Shor Shal Akum, should be Chayv. Hagid Darshan, always Lechumer for the non-Jews. So they said, is that fair? They didn't like that din. But then the Medrash continues that they promised, they were sent apparently by the Roman government. So then they promised the rabbis not going to snitch to the Roman government, just going to say, Jewish religion is very nice, they don't discriminate against the non-Jews. And then the Medrash continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't trust them, and he caused them to forget the three dinim. The Bavli doesn't tell all the three. Bavli just tells this din. The Yerushalmi and the Medrash have that there were another two dinim that seemed to be discriminatory. So they promised that I'm not going to snitch to the Roman government. On the way back to Rome, they forgot all the three dinim that they didn't like, and they gave a report to the Roman government. Jewish religion does not discriminate against the non-Jews. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Tani b'hadam afarish. The Mishnah on Tesla Bay says, Chas M'shem shal b'nei bris. And then it's elaborated upon, spelled out, Tani b'hadam afarish, and Laman Zayin on this. Okay. Then the Mishnah is Nechosim ham yuchadim. If my shor is nageach someone else, I'm only chayev if it's nechosim ham yuchadim. What it mean? What does the word ham yuchadim mean? Lemutimai. What is he driving at? The shor amazik or the shor anizik? What's nechosim ham yuchadim to the exclusion of what? Amar Rabbi Yehuda lemutim comes to include the following: Kezayim ashor chayizik, kezayim ashor chayizik. It's not clear who shor did the hezik. Not that the nizik has to be nechas ma'am yichodim, the mazik has to be clear who shor made the hezik. If it's a toss up between this shor and the other shor, and they both belong to me, so my manashach I'm chayiv, for sure I'm chayiv. But if it's a toss up between me and someone else, one shor, shnei shoram shorot vach and shor echad, and then a hezik occurred, we don't know whose shor is responsible for the Reuven shor, the Shimon shor, so then yepata. All of her, if you're not sure who is chayiv to pay the chatzin nezik, what the Reuven and Shimon and neither pays. The Gemara says, "Aton lelekamon." It's a beferish and mishnah lamed hey. Oh, yishnaim wrote to macharecha two shuam were chasing after one shor. Zeh amer shor chizik, zeh amer shor chizik. Each one pins them blame on the other one. It says your shor did the hezik, but the dinish name p'turim. Neither has to pay. So isn't that a repeat? The mishnah says on tesam and beis nachos ma'am yichodim. And then he repeats it on Lamed Hey. I'm thinking, Mar, you're right. Tani b'hadim mefarsh. The same as before. Tani b'hadim mefarsh. Tesam and Beis mentions it b'kitzer. Then on the Mishnah Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Lamed Zayin, so they elaborated more. They spelled it out. So that's the first pshat, that the Mishnah says nechas ma'michadim. It means that the shor hamazik is known, is clear and obvious who shor it is. We know who it belonged to. V'masnita Tana, there's a brisa that was written as a commentary on the Mishnah. There are different kinds of brises. So V'masnita Tana, prat l'nichse hefker. When the brisa, which was composed like a batanura, commenting on the Mishnah, quotes a caption from the Mishnah, Nechos Ma'am Yichodim, and it interprets prat. Prat l'nichse hefker. So what do you mean? What's nichse hefker? The shor hamazik is hefker. The shor hanizik is hefker. Hey chidami, what's hefker? I lema. If you should say the nagach tur di dana tur the hefker that the shor hanizik is hefker, so there's no din tur. So what is there to discuss? Man tovale. Who's going to be tavea? You don't need a mishnah to tell you that if someone burns down the forest doesn't belong to anybody. So you're not chay. Who are you going to pay to? Again, ilayim the nog to the onto the hefker. If the shor hanizik is hefker, man tov alei. There's no baldin. There's nothing to pay. Elafakir the nog to the hefker to the didan. Also, doesn't make any sense. The shor hamazik is a shor shal hefker. So there's no chiyuv. Leizav alaisek said, let the nizik go grab the shor hamazik if he wants to. Anything more? We're talking about a case. Bishikod the mazach abo acher. The shor hefker was mazik. And the nizik wants to go grab the shor hefker, and then someone else grabbed it already. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Nechos ma'am yichodim. If the shor hamazik was a shor shal hefker, so you don't say that there's a shibur on the shor. The zikin shor hefker is not chayv to pay. Nothing. Even though someone was kinder the shor hamazik after it did the hezik, but it has to belong to someone at the time of the hezik. And Ravina Omar, first the Gemara said, Om Rav Yude, that is Tani Bahadur Mefarish, that the Mishnah of Amen Hey is explaining what it means. Shachizik, Shachizik. The next one says, Pratlan Yichsei. Next one says, Pratlan Yichsei Hefker. So what is it talking about? The mute, Rabino Amar, the mute, nogach lachakach higdish, nogach lachakach, lachakach hifkir. We're talking about a short time. If you're talking about Shem Beregel, so Nogach Vachar Chigdush, Nogach Vachar Hivkir does it. What's the difference? The Shor can drop dead the minute after it does the Hezek. It can drop dead and the Baal HaShor is still Chai because he pays Min Aliyah. If it's talking about a short time, Shehizik, then the din is, you only collect Migufon, you have to have a Gmar din. The way we pass on Halacha, the Parganiska Knossa, the Kozman, there's no Gmar din, there isn't even a Chiv Lotzis De Shamayim to pay. So we're talking Nogach Vachachigdish, Nogach Vachachivke before the Gmar din. So you have the right to make a Gmar din. So the Gemara says, similar to Ravina's interpretation, in the Mishnah, we have a price in Tanya Nami Hochi, with respect to a different case, Rabbi Yudit. There is, it says, L'kamon mem dalam beis, there is a machlokes ha-tanoim. What's the din? Shor shahoreges ha-odam is a shor ha-nisko. Torah says, ha-shor yisok ha-vegam bo'ol of yumas. The shor gets skila. So the Mishnah has a machlokes ha-tanoim. We spoke about it. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Noah has a machlokes with the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nebuchim that the death penalty, the skila that's given to the Shor Shor Hargis HaOdam is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. It does make sense to punish the Shor. Shor is a la bardas, has no sechel. So Ramban says that that's not correct halacha l'maaseh because it's a beferish machlokes mem dalan and beis. What's the din of a Shor Hefker Shor Hargis HaOdam? So Rabbi Yudah's opinion is like the Rambam in the Mor Nebuchim, that the death penalty that you give to the shor is really a punishment to the Baal HaShor. And if it's a shor shal hefker, shaharges ha'adam, you don't give it the death penalty. Ramban says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass like the Chachamim, that even a shor hamidbar, even a shor hefker, a shor hamidbar, also, shaharges ha'adam, also gets the death penalty. It's a punishment to the shor, it's not a punishment to the Baal HaShor. How does the shor have enough seichel to understand a shor is a la bardas, a shor deserves a punishment? Ramban says, yeah, and he says, the reason why it says this after the mabul, because Noach saved all the animals during the mabul in the teva, so the animals should have a sense of gratitude. They should have a sense of hakoras atayv to mankind, because we're all descendants from, all b'nei Noach. We're all descendants from Noach. So if an animal kills a human being, the animal deserves the death penalty. The animal doesn't understand not to do malach on Shabbos. The animal doesn't understand to fast on Yom Kippur. The animal doesn't understand the difference between chazer, basa b'cholav, and other food. But the animal does understand, has enough seichel not to kill a human being. So if the animal kills a human being, the animal deserves a punishment, deserves a death penalty. It's a noinish to the shor. So that's what the Ramban says. But the Rambam wrote in the Mor Nebuchim, maybe that's the explanation for the Tana Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah holds that a shor hamidbar, shor hefker, shor hasotim is not chayim misa. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass like the Chachamim. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, Tanya Nami Hachi, along the lines of what Ravina said. Ravina said, by shor shehizik, and it's Karen, it's not Shem Beregel. Shor shehizik, so since you only collect chatzin ezik megufa, and you need a Gemara din, so you have to have a Gemara din. You have no right to make a Gemara din. Nogach vach kachigdish. Nogach vach kachivkir is not, the Bezin has the right to make a Gemar Din because you have to have, the Shor should belong to the same owner, not only Higdish and Hifkir, even if you sell it to a different person. Also not going to be chayv to pay, no one, neither will be chayv to pay the Mammon, because you have to make the Gemar Din on the Baal HaShor. The Din that you collect Megufa is not a Din that the Shor is chayv. Moshe Feinstein has something, or Moshe put out a Dibris Moshe on Bavit Kama. So apparently he writes, I never looked at it. When I got married, he gave me a Dibris Moshe on Bob Metzia as a matana. He gave me 3 svarim, because he came to my wedding. So he inscribed the Dibris Moshe, he didn't inscribe the 2 Igris Moshe. So the one who brought the gift to me was Rabbi Michal Shurkin. At that time he was a Bacher. So he said the reason why Moshe inscribed the Dibris Moshe, because all week long he would prepare the shir. He worked all week long. The tshuvas he would write like between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It would take him 2 minutes to write a tshuva, 1, 2, 3, because he knew all the halachas. But the shir that he worked on a whole week, so he felt that that was his main contribution. As it turns out, the Dibris Moshe, hardly anybody reads it, because it's so complicated and so long. They're not user-friendly at all. So now they have a group of people reworking the Dibris Moshe to try to make them more user-friendly. They should break it down into smaller sections. She should be able to read it and get something out of it. And the Igros Moshe became much more popular than the Dibros Moshe. Moshe felt that the Dibros, that was his main contribution to the Torah, was the Dibros Moshe. So there's a Dibros Moshe in Bava Kamma, which I don't have, but Rav Soloveitchik was making fun of it. So apparently there's a Dibros Moshe where he talks about the fact that you collect migufon as if the shor is chayiv. The shor is not a person. The shor is not chayiv. Gemara says, shor hefkesh izik. You don't say that you collect migufon. If it doesn't belong to someone at the time of the hezek, so there's no shibud on the shor. The token, the shor belongs to someone, so the shor has to belong to him from the beginning to the end till you have the hamor bedin. If he switches ownership, he sells it to someone else. Nogach v'kach higdish, nogach v'kach hivkir. That for sure is potter. But even nogach, and he sells it to someone else before the hamor bedin, also you're not going to be chayiv. The machlek zabiyud and the rabbanon is nogach v'kach higdish, nogach v'kach hivkir by shor sheheimis es ha'odom. There we don't pass like rabbiyud, we pass like the rabbanon. Even the shor hefkir sheheimis es ha'odom is also chayiv misa. But they're quoting Tanya Nam Heyachid, just like the Brisa quotes within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, by Nogach, by Yeshua Hefke Shehorak, that your potter, Yeser Alkein Amr, not only Shor Hamidbar, Shor Hefke Shehorak is potter, Yeser Alkein, a bigger Chinesh Amr Rabbi Yehuda, for the Nogach Vachakach Higdash, Nogach Vachakach Hifkir, is also a potter, Shenem, but would be a vol of a Messi Shavisha, Shetay Misa Vamara Bedin, Shemekech, and so similarly, Ravina is right. But again, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by Shor Hefke Shehorak, but we do accept it by shor hefke shehizik that you're not chayiv. By shor shall buy them shehizik, and it's not shem v'regel, it's karen, and he sells it to someone else before the hamar bedin. So he can't make a hamar bedin because he near hashtaymis of hamar bedin shavin kiecha. Then the Gemara asks, that's the lashon abraisa, hashtaymis of hamar bedin shavin kiecha. The Gemara says only hamar bedin. So the Gemara asks, Shenemar here, v'amar bedin ugmar din loy beinon. What if they started the hamar bedin, and then he sells it to someone else? So he's mafke the shore in the middle of the hamar bedin before the gmar din. Gemara says gmar din loy beinon. Hashor he's talking about gmar din udichsid. You need a gmar din to say that the shore is chayv skila. Ela ema, you have to correct the girsa in the brisa that says yes. Alkein amar abuda hashetay misa hamar bedin ugmar din shavin keichod. There's a phrase missing. It's not enough. Misa v'amar bedin. You need ugmar din also. So the mira here, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. I would never look in the mira on my own. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The mira points out there's a shver Rambam here. That the Rambam doesn't quote the din by shor she'hargas adam. Rambam only quotes the din by shor she'hizik. And he quotes such as misa v'amar bedin shavin ke'achad. He didn't quote gmar din. So the mira tiny says the Rambam didn't quote the Maskana Sagamara. Don't you need Gemara Din as well? That's the Miri's Kasha on the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a simple teretz. The Gemara only said Misa Gemara Din, the Gemara Ema. The Gemara says Ala Ema, correct the reading, say the Brisa correctly. The Gemara only corrected the Brisa because the Brisa is talking about Shor Shehorges Adam. So by din in the fashas, you have to have a gemar din. Before the gemar din, there's no chiv din in the fashas. But the Rambam said it by chatzin nezik, by shor shehizik, not by shor shehargas adam, by shor shehizik. By shor shehizik is takik nas, and until Bezdin makes a gemar din, there isn't even a chiv lotzeis idei shamayim. I think we pointed out, no? That goes agro on the side of the gemara. Here, the Gros Agro Zayin Dalet on the base. The Gros Reish Shamin Amin Ofen is Gemara Daf Lotz is Dei Shemayim and Sorach Beknas Below Edim. It's Yerushalmi and Ksubis. Tesis and Ksubis quotes Yerushalmi. Shalmi says it, and the Bavli says it also. The Bavli on this Daf and Zayin Dalet on the base says the same as the Yerushalmi. So until by Din and the Fashas, both by Yodem and by Behema, the Chiv Misa is not there till Bezdin makes a Gemar Din. The Pashto says that Bezdin is Mechadish. That's the easy way to say Bezdin is Mechadish, the Chiv Misa. So there, Gemar Din is a separate unit. There's the Misa, when the Shor Horgas Adam. Then you have a Hamar Bedin when you begin, and then you have a Gemar Din. Until the Gemar Din, there's no Chiv Misa. But by Dinei Mamonos, there is no concept of Gemara Din, even though you're talking about Knas, and even Bebalos and Shemayim is no chiyuv to pay Knas before the Hamara Bedin. But it's not that the Gemara Din is Mechadish the chiyuv Knas. The chiyuv Knas was there all along, but Knas is an onesh. So it doesn't make sense to pay an onesh. A self-imposed onesh is not called an onesh. That's if the person knows that he ate chazer, so he's going to give himself malchus. Or the person knows that he did an aveira, he was mechal Shabbos, and he's going to commit suicide. It doesn't make sense to commit suicide. And onesh has to be imposed mibachut. The bezin has to administer an onesh. So paying knas also. Not that he has to, bezin makes a gemar, then he has to pay the knas. Then he can pay on his own. He doesn't have to fight with the bezin. He doesn't have to fight. Once they made a psak that he has to pay the knas, so then he pays it on his own. That's called the bezin was manishin.
Knas is definitely an onish.
Rab Soloveitchik assumed that it's an onish. He said it's not an onish aguf. It's not an onish aguf, but it's an onish for the avera that he did. We said over the din, we have a din, ein ad mes matz mei rasha. Where did the Chazal get that idea from? Ein ad mes matz mei rasha. So the Pashtus said, you got it from the Pasuk, Gashay Hashin Elohim, Shalom Shnaim Lireyehu, that you have to pay kefil. So the Gemara says, Gashay Hashin Elohim, Prat Lemashia Es Atzmo. So that expression, Ein Odom Esim Atzmei Rasha, comes from that Rasha. Gashay Hashin Elohim, Elohim Roshim Chol, means Dayonim. You need Dayonim Smuchim, to Paskin by the Knas. Prat Lemashia Es Atzmo, because Ein Odom Esim Atzmei Rasha. What do you mean? It's by Knas. That's the marker for the dinner by the Knas Pot. That means Knas is an onish that you only pay if it's nizbara to the bezin that he did an aver. The guy, you only give an onish if he did something wrong. And we say the truth is a din. Hadoz baldin kameidim dami. That's only by mammon. But by Knas, you don't say hadoz baldin because they don't amaze matzmei rasha. There's a Rashi in Yivam, is daf chafei. The Achronim talk about that Rashi. What did Rashi mix in? Two different things. Rashi says, the Modi B'Knas Pata, because Ein Ana Meis Matzmei Rasha. Ein Ana Meis Matzmei Rasha is a different din. The answer is no, it's not a different din. The homoker of the din of Ein Ana Meis Matzmei Rasha is that Pasuk. Ashi Ashin Elohim, Prat Lamashia Es Atzmokos, Ein Ana Meis Matzmei Rasha. The din of Hador is Baldin, Kameh, Ein Medami, can only apply to Mammon. Let's say a man worked in the bank for 25 years. And then finally he decides to do tshuva. He says over the course of the 25 years, he stole $1 million from the bank. And he did it in such a way, he knows the whole system of the computer, he did it in such a way that they'll never catch him. Every couple of years they have such an article in the newspaper that a guy worked in the bank and he cheated everybody half a penny and he walked off with millions of dollars. So the Rishonim all say, take a look in Ksubas, the Afayim Beis, there's a Ran on the Rif there. The Mishnah says, whenever a couple gets divorced, so the husband has to pay the ksuba. Let's say they were in love and they got married, then they fell out of love. They don't love each other anymore. So it's no one's fault. They're bored with each other. It's not the husband's fault, not the wife's fault, no one's fault. So the din is, whenever a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay ksuba. And thus he can ascertain that the wife was responsible for the divorce. When is she responsible? Let's say, when they got married, it was understood that they're observant, and then he finds out that she wasn't going to mikvah all along. She was misham shasa nida. It was understood that they're going to keep kosher, and then he finds out she was machilos shena muusar. She was giving him food that was not gemaiset. Everything was an isa tevel. Eat tevel is misa v'dei shamayim. Or let's say she's cursing the mother-in-law. Mikalelos yolda v'fanim. She's always disrespectful to the in-laws. So that's the wife is considered responsible for ruining the marriage. The Mishnah has the whole discussion. The husband becomes a big Zionist and he wants to move to Eretz. So the wife says, what do you mean? But all the children live in Poland. I don't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. We'll never see the children. So the husband says, I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael whether you like it or not. So one would have thought that the husband is responsible for breaking up the marriage. They never made up. They never said when they got married. They're married for the last 50 years. They never said that they're going to move to Eretz Yisrael. I have an aunt and an uncle, they passed away, they both passed away. I said, well, so my grandparents bought my uncle a shas. He was a Muslim from the yeshiva. They bought my uncle a shas. So he, and during the Shiva Zimei HaMishnah, he and my aunt both signed on Gemara Ksubas on the blank page, they both signed that they commit themselves within 5 years of the marriage to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksuvos, because it's in the Ksuvos, has a whole discussion that they're supposed to move to Eretz Yisrael. So they both agreed. They're going to move. They did. They moved to Eretz Yisrael. Then they moved back. Then they moved back many times, back and forth. Yeah. So let's say they never agreed. They never made up at all. So if they're religious people, it's understood that the wife is going to go to mikveh. She's going to feed him kosher food. So if she's machilas shein emusim sham shas anida. So she's responsible for the divorce, and she loses the ksuba. What if they never made up one way or the other? So it's self-understood. Religious people live in Eretz Yisrael. So if the husband decides he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the wife doesn't want to go along, we say the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage. Even though they never agreed to anything, and all the children, all the grandchildren, everybody lives in Poland, nonetheless, the one who refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael is considered responsible for ruining the marriage. So whenever the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. So the Gemara has a whole discussion there on ksuba's latayim base. She wasn't going to mikveh. So how did he find out later on? Did he know all along she wasn't going to mikveh and he was living with her anyway? So why should she lose the ksuba? Let's say a couple gets married, they're not religious. They get married, it's understood she's not going to observe Taras HaMashiach, they're not going to keep kosher. So he has no right to divorce his wife because she doesn't want to go to mikveh. When they got married, it was understood she's not going to observe them, and neither of them is going to observe anything. It means it was self-understood that they're religious. So how did he find out later on that she didn't go to mikveh? So the Ran on the Rif, in Ksuvos Daf Ayin Beis, on that Mishnah, the Ran over there quotes some Rishonim who say, she's Maida. She admits that she was not going to mikveh the last year. Well, she admits that she was feeding him a non-kosher food. Other Rishonim say, no, it cannot be. They say, on the Meis Matzmei Rosh, you wouldn't believe her. So what would the din be? Let's say the fellow worked in the bank for 25 years, and then he admits after 25 years he stole $1 million from the bank. So the Ran discusses it. So you would say over there, Ados Baldin Kameinim Dami. You don't say Ein on the Meis Matzmei Rosh. A man admits that he owes money to someone else. You don't ask him what the reason for it is. What's the difference? What the reason is? The Gemara says if a person has a taina. If a person, I say you owe me $1,000, you say you're not chayiv. So when you say you're not chayiv, so Bezin asks you, why do you say you're not chayiv? He says he lent you $1,000, you never paid back. You have to explain why you're put. So you can say lolabisa, you can say parati, you can say machalto, you can say nischayavtali kenegdon, it's a wash. You owe me $1,000, I owe you $1,000, you have to explain why you're put. But if you admit that you do owe money, Bezin doesn't ask you why. So if the fellow says, I admit that I owe the bank $1 million because over the course of the last 25 years, I was stealing from the bank all along. So they don't believe the story that he said he was stealing. But they do believe that he owes the money. That's what we call pagin and ibura. The part that he said he did in Aver, you don't accept. The part that he said, I owe the money to the bank, you do believe. So that's a machlokes over here. The woman says that she was mishamshasa nida. So, would you say, so the Ran has a machlokes of Rishonim there. Some Rishonim say, the Gemara didn't give that example. The Gemara asked, how did the husband find out later on that she was Misham Shasanid? The Gemara gives all a complicated answer. How? Why did the Gemara say simply, the wife admitted that she was feeding him non-kosher food, she wasn't going to mikveh. So some Rishonim say, no, that's Ein on the Meis Matzmei Rosh. The others say, no, Hados Baldin. We don't care. She says, I'm not entitled to ksuba. We don't care what the reason is. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. What's the nature of the din? Then if the wife wasn't going to mikveh, the wife is feeding the husband treif food, she loses the ksub. Is that a penalty? Is that a penalty because she violated an avera? Then you don't believe it that she did an avera? Then you say, Ein ala mes matzmei rosha. By every knas you say like that. Rashi says, Moedib knas pata because Ein ala mes matzmei rosha. That's the Rashi in Yevam, is the afkofei. Where the Achrenim, the Stechemet quotes a lot of Achrenim, tumul about that Rashi. Rashi just saying over the Gemara. Ashi Hashem Elohim, Pratam Ashi Hasatzman, the Mokka, Fein Anameis Matzmei Rosha, is that Pasuk by Knas. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. When a woman was Misham Shosa Nida, does that mean she didn't live up to the contract, the agreement, was she's going to act like a normal wife, then she's entitled to Ksuba. If she curses the in-laws, or she doesn't... she doesn't go to mikveh, she feeds him non-kosher food. Let's say the wife decides she doesn't want to be Shomer Shabbos anymore. Let's say she's not going to daven anymore. The husband, he wants to, he can divorce her, but he has to pay a ksuba. That's not grounds for divorce. It doesn't affect the marriage. If she doesn't want to go to mikveh, that affects the marriage. She's mechuyev to serve the husband food. She's got to give non-kosher food. That affects the marriage. So if the wife says, I didn't live up to my half of the deal and I'm not entitled to the ksuba, is that a punishment, a penalty? And you can only give her the penalty of forfeiting the ksuba if we have been varer that she did in Averis. And then you say, you say, no, she didn't live up to her half of the deal, so she's not entitled. It's not a penalty. That's like the guy who worked in the bank. And he says, I stole $1 million from the bank. So you don't believe him that he did an aver, but you believe him that he owes $1 million to the bank. We don't care what the reason is. If you're moed the knas, then you say, yo, it doesn't make sense to make a knas, to pay a knas on your own. You have to have hamad b'din. And you have to be mevar to the bezin, has to be mevar to the bezin that he did an aver, that he did something wrong. So that's Rav Soloveitchik assumed that paying a knas is an oynish. It's just not an oynish aguf. Misa, a malchus, a cherem, when you put a person in a cherem, cherem is a curse. The Gemara says, cherem is the same letters as ramach. Ramach, evorim, by a male, they're ramach, evorim, by a female, they're not ramach, evorim. So so a cherem is a curse that should seep into his bones, he should drop dead. So that's what we had the Rambam writes as a separate lav. There are two lavim in the minyan mitzvah, one lav not to be mechal Shabbos, not to do melochim, one lav, shelo l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham asks, what do you need? Another lav, shelo l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. The Gemara had a hava mina that to give an onesh on Shabbos should have been mutter based on a kal v'chaymer. We just worked this out, no? This year?
This year.
Recently, no? The Gemara made a kal v'chaymer that what? That it says, if a person, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, if a person is a murderer, even if he's a kohen, and he's the only kohen around to do the hakrabas hakabonis, you don't care, and we give him the death penalty, even though for a month or two, no one will be able to be makar of any karbonis. So you see that Mises Bezin is more important than hakrabas kol hakabonis. And so karbonis are decha Shabbos. Karbonis tzibur, karbonis is marakavos, decha Shabbos. So if A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So A is greater than C. So since Mises Bezman's Doicha HaKrobas Kola Karbonis, and some of the HaKrobas Karbonis is Doicha Shabbos, so it should come out, Mises Bezman should be Doicha Shabbos. So that's why I would have thought that it's Mutta to administer Mises Bezman Shabbos. So Kamash Monad Pasek, that you're not allowed to. It says, Lo Sivaresh B'chol Mosh V'Sechem. So why does it single out Havora? There were 39 Malachas, so that the Tanoim discuss. But the Gemara raises the question, why does it say B'chol Mosh V'Sechem? Shabbos is a chayves haguf, it's not a chayves karka, it's not an agricultural mitzvah. So why we should have to say B'chol Mosh V'Sechem? Of course it applies to chutzlort. The Gemara says, no, B'chol Mosh V'Sechem over here doesn't mean chutzlort. I know chutzlort, it's a chayves haguf. B'chol Mosh V'Sechem means even Moshe Bezin, even Mises Bezin, one might have thought incorrectly that Mises Bezin at Decha Shabbat, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So Kamash Malon the Pasuk that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to administer Mises Bezin. So the Magen Avraham asked on the Rambam. So the Pasuk tells me that Svaresh B'chol Mosh V'Sechem, you're not allowed to administer Sreifah's Baskoin, is Sreifah, the Svaresh. You're not allowed to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. It means that it's not Decha Shabbos, so it's an Issa Malocha. So why did the Rambam count it as a separate law? So the Avnei Nezer and a lot of Achrenim give the same answer. Avnei Nezer explains it very well. The others explain it. The Kitzer. So they all give the answer. No, the Rambam holds the Kal v'chaymer is correct. If the Bezin would administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, they will not be considered Mechal Shabbos. It's a separate lab shelo l'hanish b'Shabbos. And based on that, the Achrenim came up with the Chiddush. And not only should it not be permissible to administer Mises Bezin or Malkus on Shabbos, even Cherem, also not, even though you're not doing any Malachim by Cherem. You're cursing him that he should drop dead. That's an anointing. So Rav Soloveitchik was mesuper. Does it only apply to onshe haguf, like malchus, amisa, or cherem? Cherem is a curse, he should die. Or maybe it even applies to paying knas. If Bezin would force a person to pay the knas on Shabbos, maybe that would be a violation of Eimanish and Mishamas. His suffix was, he assumed that knas is an oynish. It's an oynish for the Avera. That's the marker of the din of Eilana Meismatz Meirosha. Is the pasuk that Moedi B'Knas is Potter. It means it's an oynish for the Avera, for the Avla that he did. But the question is, but it's not an oynish aguf. So maybe this separate lav, shalo la'anish b'Shabbos, maybe it only applies to onshi aguf. That was the sofer. But it is an oynish. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought. The answer to the Miri's Kasha on the Rambam, on Daf Yudalad, where are we? On Daf Gimel Beis. The Miri has the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam forgot to quote the din of Gemar Din. He only wrote Talmud of the din. So they actually thought Gemar Din is only a term that applies by din of the Foshes. You need the Gemar Din to be Mechadish the Chi of Misa, the Chi of Malkus. But the Chi of Knas was there all along. The Chi of Knas is just that it's an Onish, so it doesn't make sense to make him. It doesn't make sense. Afilu bebalotzi sudeishamayim wants to pay the knas on his own. It doesn't make sense. That was the Vilna Gaon and Ein Dalan on the base. The Yushalmi with the Bavli. Why? Because paying knas is an onesh. It has to be after Bezdin Paskins. But it's not that the completion of the Hamor Bedin has a nuchal Hashem agmar din. It's the completion of the Hamor Bedin. You have to have Hamor Bedin like a din turned in mominus. Bezdin is not mechadish the chiyav moment. It comes at when I bought the merchandise from you 5 years ago, I agreed to pay you the money, so I'm chayiv to pay. So the knas also. It's not that the Gemar Din is mechadish the chayiv knas. The Din is mechadish the chayiv misa and malkus, but it's not mechadish the chayiv knas. Chayiv knas was there all along, but it has to be in his barit to the bezin that he did in Avera. So moedi beknas is potter because they don't accept ain't on a meis matz my rosh, but you can't really use the term Gemar Din. That was his word. The Gemara Din is the Hamara, the Gemara of the Hamara Bedin. But the Rambam also, you shouldn't call it a separate Lashon. The Gemara only has that Taina within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Shor Sheharagas Adam. Shor Sheharagas Adam gets the death penalty. So for Din and the Fashions, even for a Shor, the Bezin is Mechadish the Gemara Din. Bezin Mechadish the Chiyu. But for Knas, it's not the same. That was Rav Soloveitchik's Teretz on the Miri's Kasha on the Rambam. Okay. We gotta continue tomorrow. Okay.
You mentioned in Sharon that if you sell the shore to another person, that can prevent you from paying.
I think so.
Doesn't the Gemara Nami Gimel say that if you sell the shore, that it's
married? Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.